At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local, independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Well, let's talk all things college football and, well, who knows what else we might get into with Smitty, Matt Smith of Sports Talk Media Network. Now, Smitty, before we get started, I would be remiss because twice now, last two Fridays, T.A. and Gaffney has texted into the show, said, make sure you tell Smitty that I said hello. And so now I am extending that towards you. T.A. and Gaffney says, what's up?
Oh, that melts my heart. That is, yes, absolutely one of the great people to ever come down out of the foothills of Gaffney. he's got as big a heart as anyone you'll ever meet. I love T.A. I think about him all the time, and I wish I could see him. But, you know, I'm down here on the coast, and we don't get to see each other anymore. But anybody there from the upstate that remembers our time together, you just know I miss you. It's nothing but love. And T.A. used to say, one love. One love.
Smitty, where are you at tonight, man? Where's Sockesty at? What's Smitty doing on this Friday night?
Well, it's Ainer at Sockesty.
Who?
Sockesty fell to Dillon 41-0 last week.
Ooh.
So that was a tough one.
Ainer.
Yeah, that was, yep. And now the Ainer Blue Jackets are bringing their run-heavy attack down to Sockesty. So it was bad. It was as bad as what my upset pick turned out to be on the show.
Do you remember what it was? I forgot. Diesel might remember. He has a good memory.
I had Sam Houston pulling the upset over UNLV.
That didn't work out.
No, not good.
And my backup was going to be North Carolina over TCU.
It would have been worse.
Well, Smitty, since you brought it up there, let's this is not going to be my first question, but let's jump right into that conversation. What's going on at UNC? They're banning Patriots scouts from being around. They're taking on Charlotte on Saturday on the road in Charlotte. A program that is exactly 1-10 against Power 5 opponents. Would you put North Carolina on upset alert this weekend?
yeah, absolutely. we talked about this. I don't know if you remember the conversation. We talked about it last year about what North Carolina might look like. And I said pump the brakes because we don't know the personnel and he's going to have coaches and people as part of that program that just have worked in the NFL that don't know the college game. And, you know, it's similar. It's still football, but it's not exactly the same. And we said, is he thinking about his girlfriend? What's going on? What are the distractions happening at North Carolina? And they were really talking loudly. They were walking around with their chest out and everything. And TCU really, really humbled North Carolina. I didn't think it was going to look like that. I didn't suspect that. So there's still a lot swirling around that program and a lot of questions you have to ask. I mean, is it lack of talent? It looked like it, but North Carolina hasn't been that far down in talent since Carl Torbush was on the sidelines. I mean, Mack Brown left them in a pretty good spot as far as I could tell. And, the way Bill Burr put it, the comedian, went on Rich Eisen and he said, "Can't you just leave this man alone and let him enjoy his retirement? He's retired to North Carolina. He wants to spend time with his girlfriend in the sunshine and play golf. Leave him alone." And that's funny because we all thought, well, the reason he's doing this was, to show everybody, right? To show off that he could do it in college too. And it hasn't started out well. And I thought it might not go well, but I thought it might not go well like 6-6 bad, 5-7 bad, not being able to deal with Clemson and Florida State, Miami talent bad. I didn't think he was going to get run out of his own building on night one. So I don't know. It was worse than I thought it could be, and it can't be that bad moving forward. He and that staff just know too much about football to not get better than that. But that was gross, yeah. And congratulations to Sonny Dykes and TCU who took that disrespect card and played it perfectly.
Smitty, we'll get to Clemson and South Carolina in a second, but I want to kind of park on something you said in that last answer with, we thought Bill could do it. Maybe Bill thought he could do it. You've been around sports for a long time. That's not an old joke, I promise. But
yeah.
Why can't coaches, there have only been a handful that have been able to do it, why can't coaches translate what they can do at one level to a different level, whether it be college to pro or vice versa?
Some can.
Yeah.
Some can.
Yeah.
But there are circumstances. I want to be careful when I say this, when we do it, we paint with too broad a brush, because, look, we all know the story now that if Nick Saban would have gotten Drew Brees instead of Dante Culpepper in Miami,
yeah,
maybe that would have worked out. Maybe that story plays out differently. Lou Holtz took an NFL job once in the 70s. Yeah, but it was the Jets. Was anybody going to win with the Jets at that stage?
Right.
Jimmy Johnson did it. Barry Switzer did it, but the Cowboys were ready-made. I'm not sure Barry Switzer could really coach in college. Everybody says Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith were just really coaching that team. Steve Spurrier didn't do so well in the NFL, but that was because he went in there and said in his first press conference, "I want to see if what I do works." Well, the NFL model is not to see if what you do works,
yeah,
it's to do whatever works. Do whatever it takes. Go with the talent that you've got. Now, why did Bill Belichick start off so slowly? I don't know. Let's play wait and see. John Robinson had success at Southern Cal, then went on and had success with the Rams. Bill Walsh won at Stanford and with the 49ers. So I just want to be careful. Jim Harbaugh's done both. I don't know if some guys can't do it or if it's just the circumstances they take. Because, listen, North Carolina is not a powerhouse.
Yeah.
He didn't walk in and it was a powerhouse. Let's give it a little time. But I do worry that, Bill Belichick, maybe we reassess all this, because let's not forget, take Tom Brady away. Just Bill Belichick without Tom Brady.
Yeah.
So now you include the early Browns years, you include the Drew Bledsoe years, you include the last couple years with the Patriots without Tom Brady. Belichick doesn't look so great all of a sudden. So let's just wait and see. I want to give it more time, but that was a disaster. That was a grease fire. I was embarrassed for them, and I don't even like North Carolina.
Smitty, if you're Dave Dorn at NC State, if you're Manny Diaz at Duke, Tony Elliott at Virginia, Jake Dickert at Wake Forest, are you using this situation with not letting Patriots scouts into practice against Bill Belichick and recruiting? I think you have to, right?
Yeah, and boy, is that silly. That is, I just have trouble believing that's true. Is that AI generated that Bill Belichick's not going to let the Patriots, the organization he's most closely associated with, where he lived for all, whatever it was, 20 years, sure, however long he was there? I think that's so petty and it's so silly. I almost hope it's a misunderstanding and it's not real. Let's be grown-ups here. You're a 73-year-old man, and you're going to tell an NFL organization they can't come, just as you just pointed out. I mean, good luck recruiting with that. You recruit on the fact that you have an NFL background and you have ties. and you can get these kids to the NFL and get them paid, you're not doing anybody any favors by telling scouts they can't come see your kids practice. I cannot believe that's real, and I can't believe it will last.
So, Smitty, here's where we go now. Clemson, South Carolina, we all know what both teams did over the weekend last Saturday and Sunday. If both teams are side-by-side in a race, and you're like at the old arcade where you're having to hit the button as fast as you can to make it rise, right? Or you're playing the old water gun game where you're trying to get to the very top. How far in your mind up that ladder, up that scale, are Gamecock fans in terms of reaching that high? And on the flip side, how far down do you think Clemson fans are after their loss Saturday?
Well, Clemson fans shouldn't be far down.
Oh, wow. Really?
No, look, I picked Clemson to win, so I'll wear that. But, no, they shouldn't be so far down. Now, I'll say a couple of things. We just talked about the disrespect card, and Dabo Swinney in his press conference earlier this week said, yeah, go ahead, kick mud on us and tell us how bad we are and everything. And to me, it's really hard if you're Dabo Swinney and Clemson to play disrespect card. You've lost three of the last four games, none of which were in a true road. I guess you had Texas, and you had the neutral site game against SMU, which you won in the last second field goal. You lost in the last second at Death Valley to South Carolina, and then you lost a close one to LSU. Great, you know, high-level games, tough teams to beat, but you've lost three of four, and you're ranked eighth in the country. How many teams in college football can lose three of four, be outrushed in every one of those games, and be ranked eighth in the country? I mean, maybe Ohio State could do it. I don't know. Alabama can't do it. They're out. They're out. They've dropped. You know, Michigan can't do it. They're out of the top 10. Clemson's remained in the top 10 despite all of that. So I think they have plenty of respect. So we'll start there. And that's why I don't think Clemson fans should be that worried. This is no different than last year. Except Georgia really outclassed Clemson last year. But Clemson can get this together. But we did talk about this last week. I wanted to see what the Tigers' offensive line looked like. And I do have an issue there because I believe they've been outrushed in, like, their last five games against Power Four opponents. Like Texas, SMU outrushed them, South Carolina outrushed them, and Pitt outrushed them. Clemson outrushed the Citadel, but throw that one out. That has me worried about Clemson moving forward. I think that has to change. And Dabo Swinney said it's because they couldn't get into a rhythm and Garrett Riley wasn't calling the plays. We have to give them a chance to call those plays. I'm not convinced that offensive line, I think that's ACC championship good on the offensive line. I don't know if they're national championship good on the offensive line. I know they aren't. They aren't. That line is a question mark, period. And that's what I want to know. I want to know, can that line and Adam Randall, and don't tell me about this week. They're going to run for 250 yards against Troy. Yeah. They might run for 250 yards in 2 weeks against Syracuse. That won't tell me anything. I need to see them do it against Florida State, high-level competition in a few weeks. Do it against South Carolina. You know, do it in the college football playoff. We won't get these questions answered until November. So I wouldn't be far down because this team is still going to go like 10-2. And probably win the ACC championship unless Miami does. So I wouldn't be down. And South Carolina fans should definitely be up because I think that offense can play a lot better. And they still won their first game, and that's all you wanted to do. That was a pass fail. You know, I don't know how the Swinney was grading this week. You don't grade week one on giving yourself an A, a B, a C, a D, et cetera. It's pass fail. Did you just win? Just get through it, and now we can start looking. Now week one, week two, week three, we can start talking about these teams and where they really fall in the pecking order at this point.
Matt Smith, Sports Talk Media Network, joining us here on Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. Dabo talked about the fundamental reads for Cade Klubnik earlier this week. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't think that Clemson's going to need to open up the playbook in any way to beat Troy, so once they kind of get that comfortable cushion lead, whether it's two touchdowns, three touchdowns, whatever it may be, how do you think Dabo and Garrett Riley can tailor the game plan to specifically drill those fundamental reads into Cade?
You know, I heard Coach Swinney say that, and he was really hard on Cade Klubnik. We actually discussed this last week because you asked if Clemson fans leave disappointed in Cade Klubnik. This was a really prescient question. what will be the problem? And I said it was because he didn't handle the pressure and they didn't protect him well enough. But truthfully, it probably came because they couldn't run the football, and then LSU was able to get the pressure. So he can say that Kate Clemson didn't make those reads. But anybody watch those games, Clemson fan, for just a moment, stop being a Clemson fan and think, how good is that LSU defense? It's really good, right? That's a top 10 defense. Those guys were flying around. They were motivated. They were right where their coaching staff wanted them to be. They played fast. They played hard. They were a ferocious defense. It's hard to play against defenses like that in your very first game of the season.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Kate Klubnik a break. Coach Sweeney didn't. He said he missed some really easy stuff, and maybe that's true, but that was a tough spot for him this week. This is where we start, again, grading and saying, okay, is Kate Klubnik stepping up? Is he ascending as Clemson's quarterback, and can he really challenge for a Heisman? Let him go out, have some easy throws against Troy, then he'll do it against Syracuse, then we'll talk again. I just think that's a tough way to grade somebody watching that LSU defense. And by the way, I thought Clemson would win because I said that's a lot of moving parts, all those transfers on LSU's defense. Can they get them all dialed in and buttoned up and in the right spots week one? Give credit to LSU's defensive staff. That's exactly what they did. That was a great performance. So I'm actually easier on Kate Klubnik than Dabo Sweeney was this week.
Smitty, how? How? He's been there since 2022. He's been there for 4 years now. I mean, what are we? How many times are we going to give this guy a pass? Either he's the guy or he's not the guy.
Oh, well, okay, well, then we'd have to define the guy because, listen, is he Trevor Lawrence? Is he Deshaun Watson? The answer to those questions are no. And that's a big, big, big deal within the Clemson world because when he came out, there was this talk that maybe he could be that good. No, I don't think – I think he's Taj Boyd, right?
I mean, I don't think he's that good.
I think he is that good, and I think he's going to have a really, really nice season. But you asked me last week to pick between him and Lenoris, and I heap praise on Cade, but I ended up picking Lenoris partly because of what we saw this week. When Cade Klubnik is not on his platform and well-protected and has a running game and can utilize – all of his weaponry, and be able to just run the playbook,
yep.
to run the plays as they are drawn up, right? That's what Cade Klubnik needs. I don't know what the analog for that is or how to best describe it, but, you know, in a video game, if you call the play and then the play works out, that's what he needs. When it breaks down and it's schoolyard, the way that Michael Vick used to excel in that, or Steve Young excelled in that, or Joe Montana excelled in those situations – that's not Kate Klubnik. That's not what he needs, and that's what LSU was forcing on Clemson last week. So you're picking on Kate Klubnik a little bit. Let me see his offensive line play well 1 week too. Let me see that before I start ripping. Now, if you guys have been ripping on Kate Klubnik all day, that's fine. I'll join the show. I'm happy to be a part of that. But I'm giving him a little more time.
I mean, goodness gracious. You're a nice guy. You're nice, Smitty.
Smitty, we saw Nick Saban come out in support of Kalen DeBoer in the last couple of days, saying that he still has confidence that Kalen can get it done. I would say there's not a single Alabama Crimson Tide fan right now who believes that of their own volition. Some may be parroting what Coach Saban said, and you know, that's their own cross to bear there. But, you know, falling all the way to number 21 when you get beat by a Florida State team that might end up being pretty good, are you calling fair or foul on falling that far?
Well, here's what I'll say about Kalen DeBoer. A, he's a good football coach. All right, but now we know that. Okay, and then put a period on that. And now new thought, just full stop, new thought. But is he the right fit at Alabama? And I'm not sure that he is. Because the problem may just be following Nick Saban. We were referencing some old coaches there earlier. You know, George Seifert won a Super Bowl behind Bill Walsh, but he didn't last very long there because he was following a legend. When you follow what – try following, you know, Jimmy Johnson in Dallas. Yeah, Barry Switzer won that Super Bowl, but that went away real fast, right? Dennis Erickson following Jimmy Johnson at Miami. It just – you don't want to be the guy following the guy, right? Following Tom Osborne, following Howard Schellenberger. You just don't want to be in that position. And there is no way Kalen DeBoer can live up to the expectations of Alabama fans. And I don't think it's the right fit. I just know he's a good football coach because we saw him do it previously. And I know Alabama's a great program, but that doesn't always mean that the coach and the program are a perfect marriage. And I think this is a situation where it's bad timing, bad fit, bad chemistry, and I'm afraid it's going to get worse, and then he's going to get fired, and he'll go on, do something somewhere else, and succeed more than likely, and Alabama will hire a new coach, and they'll succeed. But this Alabama program, they do not look the way that Georgia looks right now. They do not look the way that Ohio State looks right now. Those are the kinds of teams and programs that are excelling in this post-realignment NIL transfer portal world, and Alabama just doesn't look like they've picked up on it yet.
Smitty, last question for you. We did this, I believe, a couple of days ago. Diesel and I were having this conversation. You talk about a perfect marriage. Right now in 2025, it seems to be a pretty good marriage between South Carolina and Shane Beamer. If you look into your crystal ball, let's go a decade. Let's go a decade from today in 2035. Is this perfect marriage blossomed into something that South Carolina fans really hadn't been, you know, accustomed to in terms of this amount of success and Shane Beamer still at South Carolina 10 years from now?
Oh, the world of college football moves faster than ever before.
Yeah.
But they have a chance for this reason. Previously, when South Carolina made really good hires. They hired Joe Morrison out of New Mexico, but we all know he died on the job. You know, he was older. Not that old, but he just, you know, he smoked cigarettes and he wasn't going to last forever. And he died on the job. Sparky Woods didn't have any success. Brad Scott didn't have success. They were fired. Then they went and hired Lou Holtz to turn the program around. That worked, but everybody knew that was at the end. Lou Holtz was at the end of his coaching career. Then the Spurrier thing happened. At the end of his coaching career, he lasted 12 years remarkably. And then Will Muschamp, which was just a head scratcher, just a terrible, terrible hire. And it's been, South Carolina was ranked in the top 10 preseason of 2015. You guys might remember Dylan Thompson starting as Texas A&M. They got blown out and had the Spurriers last year. And South Carolina just re-entered the top 10 for the first time since. That was 2015, okay? And now it's 2025. So I say all of that to say this. What they did right with Shane Beamer was they went out and got somebody that wanted to be there and is young enough to grow with the program. South Carolina coaches, historically, it's been a graveyard. Sparky Woods was only a head coach one other place, VMI. Joe Morrison died on the job. Brad Scott was never a head coach again. Steve Spurrier's never been a head coach again. Lou Holtz was never a head coach again. Will Muschamp's never been a head coach again.
That's a good point.
This is their chance.
Yeah.
This is the chance. Beamer was young enough. He was born in the state of South Carolina. He loves being there. They're in the SEC. They've got that chip on their shoulder for being an underdog. And this is the chance. I don't know if he'll be there in 10 years from now because just college football moves so fast now. But this is the best chance. When you asked me this question, you could have asked me this question any time since 1965, and this is the first time you get an answer like that, that they've got a chance to do it with a young coach.
Well, I feel like today is a momentous occasion because I get to school Smitty on something. Sparky Woods was at App State before he was at South Carolina, and he went 38-19, so he had a pretty good tenure.
No, I said – After.
Oh, I misheard. I was so excited about you getting excited, on something, man.
He was a coach at VMI afterwards, though. I don't know what his record was.
He was not good. 17-62 at VMI.
Well, same thing can be said, by the way, for the basketball program at South Carolina.
Yeah.
That's why Gamecock fans, there's things to be excited about. By the way, what are we seeing Shane Beamer is doing at South Carolina? I'm not saying on the next level. I don't want to get the phone lines going and a bunch of people email you expletives.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is this Shane Beamer hire is similar in the Dabo Swinney hire in that it was a young coach given the opportunity to grow with the program, make mistakes on the job. And then if there's success, you can reap the benefits of keeping a coach in that job for 15, 20 years, the way you've seen Bill Snyder at Kansas State and Bobby Bowden at Florida State and Dabo Swinney at Clemson.
Smitty, upset pick time.
I'm going to go. I love thinking about this now. It's one of my favorite games to play now. I'm going to go with Mississippi State over Arizona State. I just mentioned the world of football moves fast. Arizona State was much better than Mississippi State last year, and they got the win out in Tempe. Now they're playing in Starkville, Mississippi, in front of all all those hillbillies with the clanga clanga, all those high school educated people at Mississippi State ringing those bells, I think they're going to be excited. They don't have a lot of chances for big wins. They've got a chance to beat a ranked team at home. So I'm going to start Vegas and picking the Bulldogs.
Smitty, you're the best, man. Appreciate you as always.
Talk soon, boys.
Absolutely. Thanks, Smitty, Sports Talk Media Network. Diesel, it's time to make my high school predictions for week two, and we have a guest picker joining us this week as
well. That's right.
Lee Corso. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. We wouldn't do that to you. We would never do that to you. That's next on the Fan Upstate.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Well, high school football week two is here, and it's time to get right into it and make some picks, talk a little bit about these games coming up, as we, Diesel, have a special guest picker, Rob Jones, 98.9 WORD from across the hall. I don't know who he's going to send the bill to for this appearance, but we do appreciate him hopping on with us. Can we get this one free, Rob?
Yeah, you can get this one for free. I'll bill this to somebody else.
Bill it to Hendricks. Bill to Hendricks, right?
We'll be good. I'm glad to be here. It's my second appearance on this show.
No, it's more than that. It's more than that.
No, I've only actually appeared twice, I think.
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm generally busy this time of day, but it is Friday, so I decided to break away. College Game Day called, wanted me to be the guest picker there. I said, no, I got wire to wire this Friday. I got to do that. Them's my boys, okay?
Oh, God, he's the best. He is the absolute best. All right, Niels, are you ready for this? You going to run us through?
Let's get started here in Region 5. Let's go Wade Hampton and Easley.
You know, this one's tough to pick. Just for the fact of Wade Hampton, you know, has traditionally struggled. I will give Easley the win here. I think it could be close, but I'm going to go Green Wave.
Yeah, Easley's at home. I'll go roll Green Wave there. You look a couple of weeks back, Easley beat Pickens by 3 touchdowns, and Pickens is still scoring on Wahala from
God,
last week.
Ron.
So, I mean, 70 points. What else you want me to say? You knew who you got when you asked me
to
come on. You
That's
knew
true.
What you were getting.
That's true. We'll take it. Fair enough. So we're both going to Easley?
We're going Easley.
All right.
All right, let's go another 5A matchup. How about Gaffney from out of Region 2 against Greenville out of Region 1?
I'm going to go Gaffney here. I think it could be close for, you know, the first half. Gaffney's been going back and forth between two quarterbacks, but I think ultimately Gaffney just has too many athletes. I'll go Indians.
I tend to agree with you there. Serene Stadium, a tough place to play, but I'll go with Gaffney as well. The defense really playing good. They shut out J.L. Mann yep. last week. Now, the Gaffney offense did take a hit when Jaden McDowell got hurt a couple of weeks ago, but I think they got enough defense to go into Greenville and kind of shut them down. And Scoot Watson's a great coach there at Greenville, going to do some big things, but not yet. I'll go Indians tonight.
Cole, how much Greenwood Green are we going to see in the stands at Dorman? That's where you're headed
that's
tonight.
That's where I'm going. I think that's got the potential to be a really good game tonight. I don't know how many fans from Greenwood will make the trip. I think a good many. I think that could be the biggest test for Dorman yet this season, having played Greenville and Catawba Ridge. But I do like this one to be closer. Tristan Lewis, committed to South Carolina, athlete, really good player for Greenwood. This one could come down to the fourth quarter, in my mind, Diesel. Rob, I don't know about you. I'm going to go Dorman in a really close win tonight.
I tend to, when I'm 50-50, I tend to take the teams out of that region, the Dormans, the Gaffneys, the Burns, yeah. because of how battle-tested they are. And to me, Greenwood is a lot of times one of those teams that, you know, they play in the other region. They're not maybe as tested. I like Dorman tonight in a close game at home as well.
All right, let's go. Same logo, different color scheme. Yeah. Greer at Hillcrest.
It's true. It is very, very similar of a logo. This last 3 years, Hillcrest has won this game. Before that, Greer won like 19 of 20. They dominated this rivalry, but I will say Hillcrest has owned them as of late. Jackson Free and Hillcrest tonight will have just one too many athletes. Will Young and Greer might keep it close, but I'm going to go Hillcrest gets it done tonight.
I think so, too. I think you're looking a little bit different. When you look at Greer, it's a 4A. You look at Hillcrest, a big 5A. I think there's a little bit of difference there. And Bennett Swigert has done a really good job at Hillcrest as well. Two really good well-coached teams, two really good coaches. But I'll go with Hillcrest tonight as well.
All right, next up we got J.L. Mann taking on Daniel on the road.
Daniel lost last week, so I think this is the wrong time to play Daniel. I'll go Daniel maybe big tonight.
I'll go opposite.
Let me
break this down for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Daniel has a stretch of games coming up right now where they have J.L. Mann at home tonight. They have at Clinton next week.
Yeah.
They have Seneca in 2 weeks at home.
Yeah.
Critical stretch. Chris Stone, as we all know, is kind of on the hot seat, okay?
There's
Surely
been not.
Those issues with, you know, the fight during the summer, all that stuff that is kind of swirling around. Chris Stone was at Wahala. You know, he did some good things there, but Wahala football program's never been, you know, a world beater. I think this is the start of the downhill slide for Daniel.
Wow.
And I think J.L. Mann goes in and gets it done
it's
in the
a
last
big upset.
End of that.
Big upset by Rob Jones.
Well, I like that Malden is on the road tonight because that means my drive home is going to be a lot easier. Malden taking on Fountain Inn tonight.
You know, this one could be a 50-50 game here. Malden had a huge win last week against Bowling Springs. I mean, huge win.
Mm-hmm.
How do they ride that high? I think ultimately Sam Holliday, quarterback at Fountain Inn, is the better quarterback tonight. This Diesel could be a really good game over in Fountain Inn. I'm going to go Fountain Inn tonight.
Sneaky good game.
Yeah.
Give me Malden.
Okay.
They're a 5A. Fountain Inn's a 4A now. Mm-hmm. And Fountain Inn, a relatively new program. I'll take a little bit of athletic edge I think Malden will have tonight, so I'll take the Mavericks.
How about T.L. Hanna at Westside?
We'll go a little rapid fire over these next few. I'll go Diesel Westside tonight, coming off of a loss last week. T.L. Hanna, I saw them in week 0. I'll go Westside tonight.
Yeah, Electric City Showdown tonight, Westside. All day, every day in the Electric City.
How about Woodmont at Pendleton?
50-50 game in my mind. I originally, Diesel, picked Pendleton to win this game. However, I changed it this morning. I'm going Woodmont to win tonight.
But Pendleton's a 3A school. They're gonna punch up.
Yeah, they're a good team. Bulldogs have been good for several years. I saw their coach Saturday night at Clemson, and they've got a good program. I just think ultimately it could come down to, you know, special teams. I don't know why. I have a hunch for Woodmont tonight.
Well, this one's a 50-50 for me. Woodmont is a 5A school, but they're traditionally one of the worst 5A schools. They did just get beat down by Seneca last week.
Yes, too. A good Seneca team.
A good Seneca team. Yeah. Give me the Pendleton Bulldogs at home in the P-Town tonight.
Well, we know Big Kev's going to be at this game tonight. Chapman on the road at Boiling Springs.
I tell you what, man, Boiling Springs' defense, in my mind, will win the game tonight. Ultimately, Jeremiah Favorite, Dennis Glenn, will be too much for Chapman to handle. But, boy, if somehow, some way, Diesel Chapman could get this win, it'd be big. I just don't see it happening tonight.
I'll agree with you there. I know that you were going to pick Boiling Springs. You can't go home if you don't pick Boiling Springs. So I like Boiling Springs. Chapman's really down right now from what they usually are. And so I'll go Boiling Springs at home tonight.
All right. We got Riverside on the road at Christ Church.
Rob Jones will be at this game tonight.
I will.
I'm going to pick Riverside. I think ultimately I know that this is a big game. There'll be a good crowd tonight, I think, for this one at Christ Church. I just think ultimately Riverside, with their weapons on the outside, I think they'll have more weapons tonight.
Well, I do the PA announcing now at Christchurch, so since they're cutting me a check, I'll pick Christchurch tonight.
That's smart, man. Smart. How about Broome at Spartanburg?
Big win for the Vikings, Diesel. They get their first one of the season. Pretty much all I can say about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to flat out. Mark Hodge and company going to take care of business tonight.
All right, we got Emerald hosting Woodruff.
Woodruff, big.
I agree there. The ghost of Willie Varner is back in Woodruff, and the Wolverines are back where they used to
be,
baby.
I'm with you.
Next up, BHP at Lawrence.
Could be the same thing. I know Lawrence and Greg Porter are getting better. Second year now for Greg, but I think BHP could handle them pretty well tonight.
Yeah, they could put up a 60 or 70 piece if they want to, I think, tonight. Coach Porter's a great coach. It's just not time yet. Yeah. BHP, big.
All right, Southside at Dixie.
I'll go rapid fire Dixie.
Yeah, I'll go Dixie too.
Okay, Wren at Powdersville.
Biggest game of the night, potentially. Rivalry game, both schools, Diesel, separated by 8 miles. Mm. Pretty. You know, we go to that Ingles all the time up there in Powdersville. Yep. Mm. This is a big rivalry game, and I think this is going to be a fun one tonight. However, give me Wren in a close one tonight.
I'm going to agree with you. I would have taken Powdersville. Coach Muster's a great coach over there.
He is.
But they lost to Seneca by 3 touchdowns at home 2 weeks
ago. They beat Abbeville last week.
They did beat Abbeville, which is rare. But I like Wren in this game tonight.
How about Carolina at Berea?
Ugh.
10 guys from the parking lot beat both of them.
That's terrible. But anyway, yes. Diesel, I guess.
Yes.
I mean,
it's not a yes or no.
I don't know. You go first, Rob.
I'm going to take Carolina.
I'll go opposite.
Okay.
I'll go opposite.
How about Polk County out of North Carolina taking on Blue Ridge?
Blue Ridge gets the win tonight. Coach Boggs gets, I believe, the second win of the season for those guys. I like Coach Boggs a lot. I think he's done a good job. Give me Blue Ridge.
Well, I'm a South Carolina native. I'll take a South Carolina team anytime they play a North Carolina team. Give me Blue Ridge.
How about Liberty at Pickens?
This one's tough.
Well, it's a battle of Highway 8 right here, baby.
Who are you taking this one?
Pickens. I'm going to go with Pickens. Yeah. I mean, I know that Wahala's not very good, but to score 70 points in a game, and they could have done more than that.
No, I'll go Pickens, too.
I'll go with Pickens.
Seneca at West Oak.
Seneca, big.
By 100.
Yeah.
All right. Palmetto hosting TR.
True. I think this one could go either way. Chris Goodman does a good job at TR, man, but I think Palmetto gets a little bit of a surprise win tonight.
Yeah, and Palmetto, unless they've changed it, I think they're still coached by one of the former Clemson offensive linemen. Yeah. I can't name escape you here. But they're at home tonight. I'll take the Palmetto Mustangs.
Well, based on what you just said about Walhalla, should I even ask? They're hosting Chesney.
Chesney wins that one tonight. I like this Chesney team a lot, and I think Chesney does get it done tonight. I think Chapel's done a fantastic job up there. They've got some athletes, and I like Chesney tonight.
I do, too. I think Chesney is a program that's kind of on the rise, and they've done some good things right now, so I'm with you there.
AC Flora on the road at Southside Christian.
I'll go Flora out of the Midlands.
Yeah, I think so. Too many athletes for Southside Christian, I think, tonight. Flora's a much bigger school. We'll go AC Flora.
Both of these teams can score. St. Joseph's at Mountain View Prep.
Two different styles clash tonight. Mm. This game being played, by the way, at North Greenville, Diesel, we had on Gray Ramsey.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, first home game for Mountain View Prep. They're playing their home games at NGU.
Okay.
Give me Mountain View Prep opening the, their stadium, their home stadium with North Greenville tonight in a big way.
Well, you know me. I'm down with MVP. I'll go Mountain View as well.
How about Union County at York?
Could be a long one. Long night, Diesel, for the Yellow Jackets. I'm going to go York.
Yeah, York, without a doubt.
Blacksburg at Chase.
This one's tough, man. Jim Sosby, new coach, first year at Chase. Josh Batchelor switching quarterbacks last week for Blacksburg. I think this could be a coin flip game, but I'm going to go Chase tonight.
I'll go Blacksburg just because I'm going to ride with the South Carolina team.
You guys like these across state line matchups in high school football?
I do.
How about we had a texter get in and ask about this one. Zach Wolford asked about Newberry at Clinton.
Could be a good game, sneaky good game. I really like Newberry, but ultimately, man, Clinton coming off a state championship, they've got the athletes, the momentum. Give me the Red Devils tonight.
The Red Devils don't lose at home very often. That's one thing about them. Now, they have lost. They did lose to Woodruff, which is twice in a row they've lost.
Good
to
team, though.
But that's a really good Woodruff team. I'll take Clinton as well. Corey Fountain getting it done. Coach Fountain, one of the better coaches, sneaky good coach in this state.
100%.
All right, we got four more to go. Ware Shoals hosting Landrum.
Ware Shoals tonight. I'll go Ware Shoals.
All right, so I'm going to reveal a little bias. I cannot stand Ware Shoals. There's a lot of personal issues I have with them as a town. Anybody down there, I just don't care for that place. The police chief, he resigned this week. So give me Landrum tonight. Let's go Cardinals.
How about Abbeville on the road at Batesburg-Leesville?
Give me Abbeville.
Abbeville. They ain't going to lose two games.
No, they don't lose two games in a row.
Calhoun Academy at Greenwood Christian.
I have no idea. I'll take.
How did that one even make the slate?
Good quiet. Give me Greenwood Christian, I guess. I don't know.
Flip
They're
a coin.
Playing at home. I'll take them too.
How about Spartanburg Christian at Whitmire?
Whitmire. A few more athletes.
Spartanburg Christian.
There you go.
There you go. Rob Jones, guest picker, getting it done, rolling with all the South Carolina teams. You can't accuse him of being a homer
at all, man. No. I love it.
Also,
by the
pick
way,
against the teams I don't like the places I don't like. I do that too.
By the way, I'm going into this week 39-15. I did not do good last week. I'm 72% on the season, so I really need a better night tonight, Diesel. We'll see if I can bounce back.
When we come back, we'll get more of your upset picks and more on the planet on the Fan Upstate.
Good recovery.
Can't believe I said.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Jay Waller from Anderson gets in with his upset pick. He's taking Mississippi State plus 6.5 at home over Arizona State. Let's see. We got Scotty from BMW taking Kentucky over Ole Miss for 8.5 points. Gold Rush, he's in with UNLV plus 2.5 over UCLA. Tar Heel Strong's taking Kansas over Missouri. And Rory is taking South Florida plus 17.5 over Florida. That's the same one that my wife picked, but she's got a beef with the Florida Gators. She grew up in a Seminole household, so I'm not surprised that she took that one. It's Wire to Wire. He's Cole Bryson. My name is Diesel. Welcome into the show. If you haven't got us your upset picks here for week number two, do it. Go to ESPN.com, find a game that you think the betting underdog will win outright, and then text us your name, your game, and the spread. Looking for Amazon guy who messaged into the show earlier this week and said, oh my God, the upset picks challenge. I can't believe I forgot. Well, he's going to forget again, Amazon guy. You got a little over an hour, hour and a half
what
to get your picks
in. What are
we
doing with our faithful and loyal Tolos last year who were really, you know, at the top of the leaderboard, really, really good in this upset. And boy, we hadn't heard from a few of them. We got to get them back. So
collective amnesia. I don't know what's going on, man. One thing I hadn't forgot to do though, Cole, is go get my Powerball ticket. I got mine right here in my pocket. I'm gonna win $1.8 billion tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Are you playing? Do you do it or do you look at it as a waste of money?
It is a waste of money, but sometimes it's just fun.
You never know.
No, you never know. At least you can say you were in the game, right?
Yeah.
I might. What is it?
It's $1.8 billion. And if you take the cash payout, it's like $850 million, which means they take more than 50% in taxes.
Oh, I'm surprised it's that much. I thought it'd be less than that. So the lump sum is $800 million, you said?
$850-ish, something like that, yeah.
I think I could live on that. So you would take the lump sum off instead of the annuity?
Well, think about it this way. If you take the lump sum and you screw it up and you blow it all, you get nothing. Now, if you take the annuity, I'm a young enough guy, Cole, that I might have like 40, 45 more years on this planet.
Maybe.
And if it's, I don't know the math here. I don't know what the annuity, if it's a couple million bucks a year, if I go broke, I got more money coming to me in like 6 months.
Problem with that is the annuity, if you get hit by a school bus tonight, the annuity cannot go to any of
your
relatives.
Oh, the annuity, that's how they get you.
Done. That's bad.
But what
isn't
if I called J.G. Wentworth?
Yeah, you better call
him
now.
I got a structured settlement, but I need cash
nines
now.
I don't know. I'll tell you this. I take the lump sum because I was listening. You know, it's funny, like when this lottery gets so big, you have these TikToks and these guys who are like explaining what to do if you win. And, you know, our idiot selves are sitting there watching like, okay, if we win this. Like,
yeah, this guy on this random app that's spying on me, he knows.
He knows. He's an investor. He's smart. He was in a coat and tie, so he knows what to do with the money. I would take the lump sum, and I would probably – here's where I would go. I don't know if you could do it. I would want to try my best for nobody to know. Mm-hmm. I just don't know if that's possible.
Do you have to reveal in South Carolina? I don't know the answer. In some states, you don't have to.
No, I don't know if you have to. I don't think you do. I just think it'd be very difficult to for people not to know, wouldn't you? Like if they said, okay.
Oh, yeah. If I show up in a Lamborghini on Monday.
Show up. You didn't show up.
I would keep working. Honestly, I would keep working. Because I get bored.
Show
I get bored
up
real
to
fast.
Show
I come in to work. I'd come in with some gold chains and some bling. And you
come
would know.
In to work. Are you kidding me after that money? No, there ain't no showing up that would happen. I hate to break it to you, but yeah, it'd be tough to keep that discreet, wouldn't it? Only if.
Yeah.
It's fun to dream about it, isn't it?
It's fine. Somebody's got to win it.
Somebody is.
Somebody's got to win it.
How many tickets you buy? Just one?
Just one. Yeah, I do one number, maybe like twice a week. Normally, like if I don't carry cash, which I don't most of the time, I don't play the Powerball at all. But I just so happen
to
have like.
Anymore, right?
Well, see, that's how you get in trouble. That's how you get in trouble. I will not use my debit card or a credit card to gamble on the lottery. That's how you get yourself in trouble.
Just saying, you can't.
But I won't. That's one. You know, it's like that free base and cocaine video. It's like I don't base. Now every now and again I have a toot.
But you know what you can do? You can go to the ATM and just keep getting cash out, right? I mean, I'm with you. I hadn't bought one yet. I might buy a couple just to see. And then if I don't show up Monday. And nobody knows where I am. There's a good chance I hit it or I died. One of the two. One of the two. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't say that, Cole. You did get hit by a car not that long ago.
It's true. It's true.
But maybe that would be kismet. Maybe that's the universe saying, Cole, you know what? You suffered enough. Here you go. Here's $1.8 billion.
Be great. What is on the weekend slate in college football? We will take a look at it. Find out how good this weekend is for your viewing pleasure next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.